I didn't realize how often I say certain things until I started speaking Spanish and wanted to say them in Spanish. Like, I can't wait. We say that a lot in English. At least in the United States we do. At least I do. I'm talking about the not literal version of I can't wait. When we can wait, but don't want to wait. Like, when we're really excited for something. I can't wait to see you. That kind of thing. Of course, in the beginning, whenever I wanted to say I can't wait like that, in Spanish, I'd say, no puedo esperar, essentially a word-for-word translation from English. I can't wait to see you, no puedo esperar a verte. I always wondered though, is that actually how native Spanish speakers say it? I seem to be understood, certainly nobody ever corrected me, but it was one of those things I never bothered to look up or ask about. Then, one day, I finally got my answer. Or did I? I was at this Spanish school in Argentina. I forget what we were talking about or the full sentence, but I clearly remember saying no puedo esperar to express excitement about something in the future. Well, my teacher, Carmen I think her name was, stopped me abruptly and told me matter-of-factly, we don't say that, we say this. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. In this video, I'm gonna tell you exactly what my teacher told me back in Argentina, plus what I've learned since, which partially contradicts what my teacher said. Surprise, surprise. My teacher told me the best way to say I can't wait to show excitement is no veo la hora. What? No veo la hora? I don't see the hour? Yep, a very common way of saying I can't wait in Spanish is no veo la hora. Literally, I don't see the hour. So I can't wait to see you would be no veo la hora de verte. I wish I could explain the logic behind this, but I can't. That's just how it goes sometimes with language. As my friend Laura recently pointed out, in English, what's the logic behind it's a piece of cake to say that something's easy? Now, it turns out, in reality, it seems that most native Spanish speakers do say no puedo esperar to show excitement. In fact, to prepare for this video, I asked 10 native Spanish speakers from Spain and several Latin American countries if they'd say no puedo esperar to express excitement, and all 10 of them said yes. That doesn't mean that every native Spanish speaker says no puedo esperar in this context, but it does tell me that most of them probably do. However, they would all also say no veo la hora. All 10 native Spanish speakers told me that no puedo esperar and no veo la hora totally work and don't sound weird at all. So, I can't wait to see you can be no puedo esperar a verte or no veo la hora de verte. If you're confused with the prepositions a and de or the pronouns te, I've listed some helpful links below this video or in the description. While those are two of the most common ways of saying I can't wait to show excitement, here are a couple more still common ways. I can't wait to see you can also be tengo muchas ganas de verte. This more literally means I have many desires of seeing you, but it's something they commonly say when we say I can't wait to see you or I'm so excited to see you or anything like that. There's also me muero por verte or just muero por verte. This more literally means I'm dying to see you. This is a more dramatic way of saying I can't wait to see you. And this is one of those situations where the pronoun me doesn't really change the meaning of the sentence. With the pronoun me, reflexive, without the pronoun me, not reflexive, either way, these sentences both mean the same thing. So that's four super common ways of saying I can't wait to see you. No puedo esperar a verte, no veo la hora de verte, tengo muchas ganas de verte, and me muero por verte, with me or without me. Now let's look at another situation. I can't wait to speak Spanish fluently. This could be no puedo esperar a hablar español con fluidez, or no veo la hora de hablar español con fluidez, or tengo muchas ganas de hablar español con fluidez, or me muero por hablar español con fluidez, with or without the me. And there are other ways too. Personally, most of the time, I say no puedo esperar llorar or tengo muchas ganas. No veo la hora is still weird to me. I don't see the hour? Does anybody get the logic behind that? But even if you do the same thing I do and only say no puedo esperar or tengo muchas ganas, we've got to be ready for all of these. No veo la hora and me muero por are both pretty common. One more thing. If you want to say I can't wait literally, like you don't have time to wait, no puedo esperar works, but the other ways don't. I can't wait 15 minutes could be no puedo esperar 15 minutos, but it couldn't be no veo la hora de 15 minutos, or any of the other ways. Yeah? Did that go without saying? In this video, we've been talking about different ways to express excitement. And that is all I got for you today. If you like this video, do me a favor, hit the like button. That helps get my videos out to more people. And if you want to see more videos like this one, go to SpanishDude.com/vocabulary. On that page, you'll see a list of all the videos I've made about vocabulary. Okay, my gringo, I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.